Welcome to Blockchain Curated, featuring the best of cryptocurrency. In this week, we're going to learn the basics of Ethereum, the second most common cryptocurrency, and the blockchain on which hundreds of ICOs, initial coin offerings, have taken place. Explaining Ethereum to us is Linda Hsieh, a Coinbase alum and founder of Scalar Capital, a cryptocurrency investment fund. Let's dive right in. A Beginner's Guide to Ethereum by Linda Hsieh. What is Ethereum? According to the Ethereum website, Ethereum is a decentralized platform that runs smart contracts. This is an accurate summary, but in my experience, when first explaining Ethereum to my friends, family, and strangers, it helps to compare Ethereum to Bitcoin, since a lot of people have at least heard of Bitcoin before. This beginner's guide should help those who are new to Ethereum understand the high-level differences between the two. Comparison. Simply put, Bitcoin can be described as digital money. Bitcoin has been around for 8 years and is used to transfer money from one person to another. It's commonly used as a store of value and has been a critical way to help the public understand the concept of decentralized digital currency. Ethereum is different than Bitcoin in that it allows for smart contracts, which can be described as highly programmable digital money. Imagine automatically sending money from one person to another, but only when a certain set of conditions are met. For example, an individual wants to purchase a home from another person. Traditionally, there are multiple third parties involved in the exchange, including lawyers and escrow agents, which makes the process unnecessarily slow and expensive. With Ethereum, a piece of code could automatically transfer the home ownership to the buyer and the funds to the seller after a deal is agreed upon without needing a third party to execute on their behalf. The potential for this is incredible. Think of the numerous applications that can act as a third party to connect you with others based on some set logic. For example, Uber, Airbnb, and eBay. Many of the centralized systems we use today could be built in a decentralized manner on Ethereum. With Ethereum, you can make these transactions trustless, which opens up the entire world of decentralized applications. Decentralization is important because it eliminates single points of failure or control. This makes internal collusion and external attacks impractical. Decentralized platforms cut out the middlemen, which ultimately leads to lower costs for the user. There are a few decentralized applications I am particularly excited about. First, identity. There are many websites a person can create a digital identity on. For example, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. This is cumbersome to manage, and at the end of the day, you're not in full control of your information as it's still owned by a centralized entity. With Ethereum, you can have a decentralized identity management system like Uport that allows you to be in full control of your data. There is no centralized server that has access to your private data, can get hacked, edit your information, or get shut down. Right now in the US, we have credit bureaus, for example, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, that other institutions like banks rely on to tell them your credit. Credit bureaus can put certain groups, such as international and young people, at a disadvantage. LendingClub, a peer-to-peer lending platform, addresses the problem of traditional financial services relying solely on FICO scores by offering additional data points like home ownership, income, and length of employment. Ethereum applications like Uport can go one step further by allowing you to control your own data, identity, and reputation. Next, computing power and storage. Consider all the spare computing power and storage a regular person might have on their computer. If it's not being used, then why not make it available to someone else? It's a similar concept to renting out a spare bedroom on Airbnb. An added benefit to using a decentralized application is that there are no centralized servers that are prone to censorship. There are several projects in development that allow people to rent spare computing power and storage from those who have it. Filecoin allows people to rent out their computer storage to others and get paid for it. Similarly, Golem allows people to rent out their computing power. Ideas like these are not completely new. Since 2000, Folding at Home has allowed volunteers to contribute spare computing power for scientific research at Stanford University. Now this concept can be monetized and applied to other industries, potentially lowering costs. Next, social media. Akasha is a decentralized social media platform. There are no centralized servers, so no single party has complete control over the content. This means that the platform is resistant to censorship. An added benefit of building a decentralized application for social media on Ethereum is that one can create a system that financially rewards high-quality content. This is like Reddit, but you can send small amounts of money to the poster instead of upvotes. Next, rights management. Decentralized applications may be used to bring transparency to multiple industries. For example, Singular DTV offers an entertainment rights management platform which allows transparent distribution of funds to the creators, investors, crew, actors, and others involved in a project. There's no centralized party which can prevent a certain group from getting access to their funds because the terms are enforced by code. Everyone will get paid according to the terms discussed up front, and no third party is needed to mediate. Next, managing companies. A time-consuming and often expensive aspect of starting a new company is allocating and managing shares. As companies grow and raise more funds, they eventually need to issue and move shares around. Aragon is an example of a promising project that has an easy-to-use interface for the managing of a company's cap table and raising capital. Finally, raising capital. One of the major use cases for Ethereum is decentralized fundraising from a global network of investors. Crowd sales lower the barrier to entry for developers working on high-risk projects. Since Ethereum launched in July 2015, we have seen unprecedented amounts of funds raised for decentralized applications through crowd sales. Ethereum itself was funded through a crowd sale that raised $18 million in Bitcoin, and a project called the DAO raised $160 million. Some other notable crowd sales include Augur at $5.3 million, Golem at $8.6 million, and many more. This podcast only covered a handful of Ethereum's countless use cases. The space is constantly growing and innovating. If you want some more links that might be helpful in understanding Ethereum further, there's more links that you can check out on the original post for this article. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode and never want to miss another one, head over to blockchaincurated.com. Every week, we curate the best articles in cryptocurrency and convert them into a free podcast. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.